This is going to be epic. Hold on to your seats.
WFOD starts now.
So, check it out. Woo!
Well, I am here to offer you money. I'd like to endow a Department of Nuclear Plant Management.
Wonderful. Of course, we can't do nuclear.
Our students are highly entitled wusses.
How about funding a chair in the non-narrative cinema of self-identified pansexuals?
What?
We also need to hire more deans to decide which Halloween costumes are appropriate.
8 deans should do it.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
I'm via Skype, the albino alligator, the king of pranks, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Happy Monday, y'all.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight.
Liar.
So much to discuss.
Every week. He says it every week, but this, I believe that this might be truly one hell of a program.
Is it because I'm not on Skype?
Napier is here in the flesh, so that is one thing. Later on, after the break, we will be joined by podcast pioneer, Mr. Adam Carolla.
Excellent.
Much happening here on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Why does everybody hate it when I'm on Skype?
I got private messages that said that they just want to punch Skype Napier in the face.
What's wrong with Skype Napier?
I feel like when you're on Skype, you're extra bitchy.
No.
Like you can be a little bit bitchier and not get my icy gaze across the table at you. You know that you can just speak into the computer. It's like Twitter people. They're anonymous, so they can say stupider shit than if they're right there.
Well, I'm normally sauced.
And I'm not implying that I'm going to jump across the table and fight you or something.
Not if I'm on Skype.
But I feel like you have more impunity to be bitchy.
I don't think that's true.
Travis!
Yes, sir?
I'm out in the front yard today, and the garbage man goes by.
Excellent.
Did he try to sell you steaks?
He did not. He was a garbage man. He was picking up the garbage. And see, the garbage man, he's one garbage truck, and he probably doesn't make it all the way through my neighborhood in that little truck. He probably has to take a load and come back, I would think. Because, I mean, the garbage truck can only hold so much.
Well, they squish it down, so they do a pretty good job with it.
I'm just
smash that shit down
one
well.
Person, and I look at the amount of garbage that I produce in a week, and I understand that there's a lot more people in the world than just me. I don't know if you guys are aware of this phenomenon.
Did you just discover this?
Maybe. There's lots of people. like beyond just me?
Yeah.
There's millions of other people.
At least.
Billions, even.
Very least.
Of other people out there in the world. And they're all making garbage. Some of them probably make more garbage than me. Some of them make less garbage than me. But I'd say I'm probably like in the average. I probably don't make the most garbage. But I make a good amount of garbage.
Yeah.
And I make shit, too. And like, where is it all going? Where are we putting it all?
The landfill?
Into the earth. They make like giant hills out of it. They just fill it with garbage, and once the garbage hill is too big, they let it grow grass.
But this is all finite. Infinite. Finite?
Finite.
There's an end to it, Travis, is what I'm saying.
what we got on the horizon is going to be just like all those futuristic movies where we beam all of our garbage into space. So we're just going to shoot that stuff out into space, let the atmosphere burn up a little bit of it.
That's what I was thinking, Travis. There's lots of room in space. We send up some space barges.
Absolutely, because the room in space is not finite. That goes forever.
There's so much space. And I mean, if aliens catch our garbage, there's probably other things that they'd be pissed off at us about. I mean, I think the garbage would probably be something that they'd have a gripe with. But there's other stuff. We're annoying. We're awful.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Hide the garbage and just make them think that, you know, we were trying to reach out. Paint it up. Put McDonald's logos on it. I was thinking that we could have like a garbage liftoff, like once a month, and have some company sponsor it to have their logo on the side of it, like a NASCAR.
I'm pretty sure that would be more expensive than just burying it. You just sweep it under the rug.
Well, no, it'd probably be more expensive, but it's for the greater good, right? Because
right,
we're not just stepping on all our garbage covered
in grass.
We're
worried about our planet.
We're cleaning things up.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Captain Planet.
You realize those rockets, they don't actually weigh that much when they get up there, right?
They float around.
No, most of that's the rocket tanks, and then they burn up all their fuel. They fall down like the thing that goes up into space ain't
Didn't
that big of a...
Red Bull send a guy to space to, like, jump out and fly back to Earth?
That was awesome. Did you watch that video? It was insane.
Fucking Red Bull can send people to space. We sponsor it, put a couple of logos on the side of it, have a firework display, make it an event, put it on cable television.
And we don't have to waste a shuttle on this. We'll just put a big old garbage bag around this mountain of garbage. We'll ratchet strap it and then strap some rocket engines to it.
There's so much garbage. Where's all the poop go?
To a treatment plant.
But what do they do with it?
Turn it into drinking water.
They turn it into things like, I think you can get biodiesel out of poop.
I make a lot of poop, and I'm just one man, Travis. You know what I'm saying? I'm one man.
One of many.
And there's billions of other men all making poops. Not only of all the people that are making poop now, but like everyone who has ever lived also makes a great deal of poop and trash.
Yeah, it's what the landfills are for.
Yeah, but feces breaks down, just becomes part of the earth again. You
but
have
then
to remember
you're just inhaling poop.
Well,
you're
we
not
can
burning poop.
We consumed something and we turned it into poop, so it's not like it's taking up any more space than what we consumed.
I mean, let me put it this way. I mean, like when you're eating a sandwich and you got a poop, you don't take the sandwich into the bathroom with you, right?
No,
who doesn't?
Because then, like, you're getting poop air on your sandwich.
Ah.
Or on your telephone.
You take your dinner plate in there, you put it on your lap while you're taking it, and you cut into that delicious ribeye. Mm.
Out with the old, in with the new.
That's right.
Speaking of garbage and poop, Travis, did you see that pretty soon they're premiering a Candy Crush TV show hosted by Mario Lopez?
Yeah.
That does sound like garbage poop.
Travis, what do you do with a Candy Crush television show? Do you just watch people play Candy Crush?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be much more interactive. They'll have like a big board and you'll have to make certain moves. It'll probably be as entertaining as like Wheel of Fortune.
But do you answer trivia questions and then you get to...
That's probably how you get your spots, like how you get to go next.
Match three yellow candies together?
At least three.
With Slater? That goddamn Slater, he's like a cockroach, isn't he? You can't get rid of that fucking guy.
And
he finds a way back in.
And he's got to be over 50 by now, right? Like, that dude don't look that damn old.
He's probably aging, yeah. He's not immune to all of that. I imagine
he looks
ages
like it.
Just like the rest of us.
I don't know.
Makes a ton of poop, makes a ton of garbage.
Well, you have to remember that his whole career right now, post Saved by the Bell, has been based on his Latino look and his ability to host and smile. So I'm sure a lot of attention is paid by him and his team to keep him looking good, because all he does is smile and crack shitty jokes about what the next celebrity scandal is.
In the chat, Michelle says she'd still fuck Mario Lopez. That's probably why he's still around, right? Same with
me too.
Same with the reason they keep giving Stamos TV shows.
Right.
Like, Stamos gets a new TV show every year.
Yeah, all of those girls that were 10 years old while Full House was on and wanted to, like, you know, in their preteen years, and they just started developing those feelings, now they're full-blown moms and still would absolutely love to shag the Stamos.
Guys, you know, Stamos, his TV show isn't going to last, but we have to give him one, right? I mean, we got to have Stamos on TV at all times.
To watch it just for the Stamos.
The moisture of women's vaginas depends on it. What would we do if you couldn't tune in once a week to ABC and see the face of John Stamos?
I think that's the same reason that Kevin James keeps getting television shows.
Same reason, right?
The vaginas, yep.
Just leaving those panties slopping.
Now, that's a guy that makes a lot of poop.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what's going on in the world, Travis? Do we have things?
This trend of talking about 6 months later about beloved celebrities who have passed, and then there's been enough time for them to do autopsies and things, and then they bring up shit like, hey, guess what? Carrie Fisher had ecstasy and cocaine in her system when she died. Isn't that a tragedy? Can't we just not talk about that thing 6 months later and just be sad that Carrie Fisher is still dead?
It becomes this big entertainment news story. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was like out there and, you know, people who really wanted to know could find the information if they needed to. But it's like it's out on everything. It's like Slate has to chime in on this. It's really important that everyone gets their Carrie Fisher was on drugs story.
Right. Breaking news from Gizmodo. Carrie Fisher had a bunch of narcotics in her system at the time of her heart attack. But, I mean, why bother? Like you said, if you wanted to search that out, that's fine. But why parade that around? Why tarnish her death with that? Everybody knew she had issues with drugs and alcohol. Just leave it alone.
She didn't keep it a secret.
Yeah, it's not like she didn't do a one-woman stage show about it.
There was a shooting at a congressional baseball game this past week, and one of the guys who was in, he didn't die. He was critically injured, right?
The minority whip?
He was critically injured, and the big story that came out of that was that the Capitol police officer that shot the gunman and saved the day was a black lesbian. And I bet those Republicans have opinions that don't match the black lesbians' opinions. So they probably feel like real horses' asses right now. Because obviously they wake every morning and they brush their teeth and they say, I'm going to hate a lot of gay people today.
Some
and
might,
then they'd give them 1 second of pause where they had to be like, oh, I guess those people are also human beings.
Wow. You mean that there's like black lesbians out there that do a good job at their work?
And that care about saving lives?
Wow. So this woman went through the police academy. And she did well, and she's a gay? That's amazing. I didn't think the gays were capable of saving lives. I thought they just, like, scissored all day and then went to bed.
Well, maybe on the weekend.
This is so enlightening. I hope that the bakeries will make them cakes for their weddings.
But this will certainly, when this guy wakes up, he will say, damn it! I didn't want to be saved by a gay.
I guarantee you he does not think anything of that.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
It's such a non-issue, but that's how our media is so slanted and ridiculous that they feel the need to point that out. I'm sure that officer is really jazzed that they disclosed like her sexual orientation in the story about how she was a fucking hero.
Right. And so now, instead of just being the hero cop, she's the hero gay cop. And so now all the gay people are going to think she's great. And anyone else who would have thought she was great has to put their politics aside or not. You know, it's
they'll pump that. They'll say, hey, us Republicans, we're down with the African-American homosexuals. We'll stand right by their side.
Is OK, Travis.
We're going to hand them a key to the city that has a rainbow colored ribbon hanging off of it.
The gal probably just wanted to do a good job. And she probably just wanted to be commended for doing a good job.
Also probably wants a raise.
In their defense, they never said the gays couldn't become cops. They just said they didn't want to make cakes for them or hold weddings.
Don't you think all the stuff about the making the cakes thing was like, there was like one guy, one time, who didn't want to make a cake?
Maybe two.
And so we got to do this whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
It's probably more than one. People don't complain as often as you think that they do. Most people, when you hear, you know, like, no, I don't want to do this for you, they'll just go, well, fuck you then. And then they go away until you find somebody that's kind of, you know, bitchy about it.
I mean, it's like transsexuals. We make all these deals about transsexuals and what a huge problem it would be if they wanted to poop somewhere. There's like 13,000 transsexuals.
Yeah, you're probably never going to see one.
You're never going to see one. Is 13,000 of something, is there 13,000 tigers?
I'm sure there are 13,000 never nudes.
I mean, like an endangered animal. How few animals do you have before something's endangered?
I don't think a sexual preference or, you know.
I'm just saying, I mean, is it more likely to see a transsexual at Walgreens than it is to, like, go to the jungle and see a white tiger?
I don't know. I've been at Walgreens pretty late at night sometimes, and there's some...
Seen some questionable ones?
There's some I can't tells in there sometime. I mean, I'm not going to, like, be a dick about it, but, you know, probably wouldn't take them home for smooching.
And they make poop and garbage just like everyone else. And eventually, we're going to have to answer some real questions about, like, what we're going to do with all this poop and all this garbage.
Well, have you heard of the landfill in St. Louis that has a bunch of radiation in it?
Yes, I have.
And it's also on fire.
You've mentioned it. but I mean, like, we continue to make it.
Yeah.
And eventually, there's just going to be too much.
Well, eventually, I mean, the Earth's going to fall into the sun and... We're all going to be dead.
Listen, there's a lot of space. Have you seen how much rainforest is left?
Get rid of all that. There.
Yeah. You ever been out west? There's a lot of desert. And why don't we just fill up the Grand Canyon? Start dumping the garbage in there.
Am I underestimating how much space we have to bury garbage?
There's so much space. I can't recall the exact number, but there was like a study done, like, if you gave every person their own chunk of land... It was an insane amount of land that everybody could have and live freely.
But think about the goddamn utopia, Travis, that we would be living in if we just rocketed all that shit out into space.
Just burn it. Just burn all your garbage.
I'm pretty sure that's worse.
Sending it out to space?
No, burning it. Not supposed to burn your garbage.
Nah.
What, because of the ozone?
Well, yeah, and the toxic chemicals that get released from it.
Nah, I live in central Wisconsin. People have been burning their garbage here for 5 decades, if not more.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not like an entire 1 million strong city burning all of their garbage daily.
Michelle in the chat saying that she recycles a lot. But I mean, they just go around the corner and dump it all in the same can.
More than
well, and they've actually said, too, recycling is not that great because you're sending out a separate truck to come and pick it up, and you're throwing out a bunch of carbon emissions and all of the emissions that it takes to actually recycle those things. Yeah, it helps, but it doesn't help that much.
A lot of times I put out the recycle bin with like one cardboard box in it just because, you know, I feel like if I pay to have recycling and I have a recycle bin, I should at least put something in it.
See, listen,
usually like one cardboard box.
Last year sometime, the beginning of last year, my waste management provider got bought out. And the first thing that they did was immediately reduce the amount of pickup times I had for recycling, because it used to be once a week, just like garbage. And they decided that once a month was plenty. And then also they immediately raised my bill, of course, because less service for more money makes a lot of sense. So I can't be bothered to hold on to my recycling for an entire month and then remember what Monday I'm supposed to put it out. So we recycle in the kitchen. But that's as far as it goes, because that bag of recyclables goes right in the trash can.
You know, you can just take it to a recycling center.
Not here.
Oh.
Doesn't work like that here.
Well, I mean,
Fredo doesn't recycle because he can't be bothered to rinse out his plastic bottles.
Oh, they don't care anymore. I don't think
they really care, do they?
No, they used to. They used to care.
If you throw some plastic bottles in the bin, are they going to come knock on your door and say, hey, fucko, didn't rinse these out?
Hey, it's not like it used to be back in the day when recycling first started, where you had to flatten your cardboard and wrap twine around it twice to make sure it was all together.
And separating your colored glasses.
Too many rules.
Yeah, green glass. Yeah, clear glass. Come on.
Yeah, you had to have one for clear glass, one for brown glass, one for green glass. And then your aluminum cans, and then your plastic bottles, which you had to wash out. I don't think anybody here does that.
No, newspapers had to be kept separated from corrugated cardboard. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You know what you really should be doing with all this stuff is you should be taking all of your recycled items, and you should paint them and create crafts.
Cycling.
And make a... make a box of them to take and sell at the fair.
I actually have a sister-in-law who does that with empty wine bottles and beer bottle labels and shit. She's got all sorts of crafty shit she puts together and sells to people.
Travis, you know what I kept seeing on Facebook for the longest time, and I imagine that they continued to advertise it to me because I always clicked on it. But it was a glass cutter that cut the tops off of glass bottles.
Oh, I have a set of Grey Goose bottles that were turned into drinking glasses.
And then you could smooth the top and then use them as drinking glasses.
Yeah,
and
man.
I thought, by God, that would just be great. That would such a fun thing if I could take my empty beer containers and my sangria bottles and fashion them into decorative cups.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with them? You've been kicked off of eBay.
Well, I don't know. I always clicked on it, and I thought that it was a really fun thing. And I was probably, I probably put this company out of business because they kept paying for advertisements and clicks, and I kept going to the thing and looking at it and saying, that's really kind of nifty. But you know, I never purchased it. Never purchased
closed the browser.
You know what the most nifty thing you can do is? There's a guy down in Texas that does this and puts it on the YouTubes. He gets a shit ton of his old beer bottles, soda cans, melts them down into molten aluminum, and then pours the molten aluminum down fire ant hills and then burns all the ants to death. And then after they're all dead and it stops smoldering from all the dead ant bodies, he digs up the molten aluminum and it forms into an aluminum tree that used to be, ants before he burned them all to death.
Hey, that sounds pretty cool.
It is. You got to watch him do it. He's laughing during it.
See, and that's unique to him. That's his thing.
No, you can do it. Just find an anthill.
Do you stick that in a planter or something to display it, or how do you display that?
I think he hoses down the dirt and, all the dead bodies, and he sells them on the eBay.
Turn it into a lamp.
Yeah, a lamp, a decorative shrub outside of your house. Who has a aluminum shrub? Not Mike yet.
Maybe that's what we need to do, Travis. We need to save the earth by going to these landfills and finding things that we can make into crafts.
We'll open an Etsy shop.
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Etsy shop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We specialize in garbage turned into art.
Right. This is going to be our thing, Travis. We're going to be a podcast and crafty store.
That sounds really good.
Do you think in 100 years they'll have scavenger hunts for people to go to old landfills and dig up other people's crap? I mean, you could find some neat stuff down there.
You can. Maybe. If you like doing some remodeling in your house or whatever, and you want to take, you know, old toilets and shit to the landfill, they like make you drive to the top of that garbage heap. And as you're throwing that old toilet overboard for the end loaders to push over the top of the hill that you're on, you know, you look around, you absolutely can find some pretty cool shit, as long as you don't sink into the garbage pile while you're looking.
Oh, they don't let you do that around here. You have to, it's all like contractor shit. If you don't have like a thing with the landfill, you can't just drop shit off there.
Oh, really? You just pay by the pound here. You just drive right in. They weigh you when you go in and they weigh you when you come out, and you pay by the pound.
You take a big poop while you're in there, you can get a discount. Ooh.
Yep, that's right.
Excellent.
Guys, how about we take our little break? We do our thing, you know, and we come back with Adam Carolla.
Excellent.
Sound good?
Very exciting.
Sounds good, guys. Sounds great. Good. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be back.
I got to reply to Addie's text.
What should I do?
Be chill.
What?
Send an emoji.
Okay, be cool.
Welcome to the secret world inside your phone.
Woo-hoo!
Where emojis like me work and live. Here, each of us does one thing, and we have to nail it every time.
Incoming text!
All right, we're a go for eggplant.
Who, me?
Be yourself, man. Nobody's ever sent an eggplant and meant eggplant. Embrace the dick, man. Go!
What is that?
I've got to get this phone fixed.
This has never happened before. And now Alex has made an appointment to wipe out his phone.
If Alex deletes the phone, our whole world gets wiped out.
I'm not going to run away from this. I made a mistake, but I'm going to fix it.
The Emoji Movie.
No.
I'm positively euphoric right now.
Express yourself.
Here is another financial tip from Drunk.
Stay current on your bills so you don't incur late charges.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
The University of Tomorrow is here. A place of discovery, tolerance, and acceptance.
We prepare our students for tomorrow's workforce by helping them discover their true gender, sexuality, and racial identity.
We judge people based on racial origin and history of oppression.
We call it the progressive stack.
I'm Black.
I'm Hispanic.
I'm Asian.
I'm a student at Utopia University.
This university was created so I could be me. Unless I don't want to be me, then I can just be somebody else.
You can pee next to me.
Our campus is inclusive and recognizes the needs of all students.
Except the Jews.
Our commitment to diversity means that nobody graduates until they think just the right way.
At Utopia University, there are no violent words to hurt me.
I will punch you if you're a fascist.
I'm going to be the next Che Guevara.
We speak out against privilege.
We've checked our privilege.
Welcome to Utopia U.
A wonderful place to learn that everything your parents taught you is wrong.
It's all here at Utopia U, man.
It's not based in reality.
It's based on your reality.
Like a panther, baby. I bet you.
Hello, welcome back. Our guest tonight is the host of The Adam Carolla Show and currently crowdfunding his latest project, No Safe Spaces, a national tour of college campuses with talks about political correctness being filmed for an eventual theatrical release. Adam Carolla is on the show.
That is all correct so far.
So when I initially heard that, and I mean, I kind of fall within your sphere of influence. I feel like I'm on your team for that. And so when I hear that, I think, oh, well, that's good because it's a problem. But, you know, and I'm thinking about, you know, me being in your target demographic and me being the type of person that would buy a ticket to one of your shows. Wouldn't people that come to see your show and support your movie and stuff be, I mean, you're preaching to the choir mostly, aren't you?
Well, you're going to preach to part of the choir anytime you preach, but if you do the thing in this format, in a theatrical format, you can get new, you know, Dennis does a AM conservative talk radio show. I do a podcast. We are talking to the same choir, but we felt like doing a theatrical release would catch a new audience.
But I kind of feel like everyone at this point kind of has like one of those dog cones on where, you know, I mean, conservatives call liberals pussies, liberals call conservative bigots, and we all just kind of live within our own echo chamber.
Yeah, there's an element of that. You know, I think Dennis Prager and I are pretty good examples of guys that are a million miles apart in terms of our background and, you know, his religion. I'm an atheist. He's very educated. I have no education. It would be pretty easy for Prager to look down on me and my zero education and my zero religiosity and not want to listen to anything I have to say, but he's decided I have some degree of wisdom, and it'd be real easy for me to look at him and say, hey, he's an old Jewish guy on his conservative radio show and traveling to Russia when he's 20 and blah, blah, blah. It's got nothing to do with me. But I listen to him. So in a way, we're kind of living examples of what it could be. It doesn't mean I'm ever going to be religious, and it doesn't mean he's ever going to be an atheist. It's simply that we respect each other's opinions and we get on with other things that we may agree on.
But I mean, even then you said, you know, you're never going to change. He's never going to change. So how do we get past where we are?
Well, I think you have to sort of agree like you agree to parent. Like my wife has a very different way of parenting than I have, and vice versa. So what do? I think what we do is we say, we both agree that we want what's best for our twins, right? Yes, we do. Okay.
Right.
So then let's work together to be the best we can be together. We're going to have differences of opinions. We may have arguments. We may have situations. But ultimately, it's about the kids. And in this case, I guess the kids would be the country.
Right.
And we want what's best. So let's do that. And I believe if you take that approach to it, it may be salvageable, the relationship, that is.
Right. I mean, I see the social media thing going on the last couple of days has been people wanting Megyn Kelly to be fired because she has Alex Jones on her show. She interviewed Alex Jones, and people actually want her to be fired for giving a voice to Alex Jones. But I mean, Alex Jones has 2 million YouTube subscribers. I mean, Alex Jones has a voice. It made me think of, like, you know, back in the day when Howard Stern would have the Westboro Baptist Church guys on the show. And I don't think you can do that anymore. And I worry that it's like, it's too far gone, and giving voice to people should matter, even if it's a voice that you don't necessarily agree with.
Well, I agree with your voice on that, and I just feel like this is our sort of attempt to begin to wrestle it back. I do think it's salvageable. I don't know what the alternative from salvageable is. So I don't even want to think about it. It's called unsalvageable. So I think it's salvageable. I do believe that people respond and recognize if it's not screamed at them, they usually respond to it. And I look at myself and Dennis Prager as just a couple of guys who'd like to talk about truth. I'm not here to yell at anyone, and I'm not really here to do anything other than go race my vintage race cars and raise my family.
Right.
I believe I have some information that I can share with people, and if they can hold still and be a little bit open-minded and not take it as the voice of the right or the voice of the left, but just a voice.
Well, have you done any of these shows yet? Have you done test ones that maybe aren't necessarily for the documentary that you're crowdfunding?
Yeah, if you go to nosafespaces.com, you can watch, I think there's 7 or 8 snippets up there of us on stage at Cal State Northridge doing a speaking engagement. And I think you'll like the dynamic. I think you'll like what you're hearing. There'll be things we don't agree on. There'll be plenty of stuff we do agree on. And so, yes, we have started already by going to Cal State Northridge and filming that. And then there's a few more colleges. But this is going to be more than a documentary. It's going to be a film. So there's going to be recreations and young Dennis and young Adam and all kinds of stuff.
And how has it been so far? Is there back and forth? Are the kids getting any information to you guys that you're kind of learning something yourselves? Or is it, you know, you're the teacher, they're the student?
We haven't embarked on the part of it where we sit down and talk to the students. We did one college. We did I wouldn't even call it a lecture. I just call it an evening with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And so far, no dialogue with students, but we're going to find out.
Right. And you're going to have probably a mixture of people who actually want to participate and probably some people who want to ask you if there's going to be another Drawn Together movie.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I always forget about that show. A lot of people like that show.
No chance for more Drawn Together, Adam? I was told to ask you that. I shoehorned it in there.
You know, it was a weird project because I've never seen an episode of Drawn Together. And
you just showed up and did your lines?
I did. And the guys who did it were friends of mine, too. And so I feel a little douchey saying that, but for some reason I just never saw an episode, and I just would show up and do my lines, and I thought those guys were funny, and I thought the scripts were funny, and then I just go home.
It touched somebody because I was told to ask you about it. So
yeah, that there's weird, deep, culty Drawn Together fans.
So you've heard it before.
I don't hear it often. I don't hear it often, but yes.
I saw something that you said recently that right now is the best time to be an actual racist.
Yeah, I find myself saying that because now we're calling everyone racist all day, every day.
Right. And Nazi. I hear Nazi a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's always been a great time to be a Nazi, though. But now it's the salad days for actual racists. Yeah, because you'll get lumped in with me and college professors and everyone else who's just basically raising their voice.
It's kind of lost its sting.
Well, everything loses its sting when you use it way too liberally. Right. Pardon the pun, but I just mean if you're gonna keep calling people racist, yes, you are gonna. It is gonna lose its sting.
Maybe they need a word that is more than racist.
Maybe we should invent ultra racist or hyper racist or something. You know, there used to be. There used to be sports cars, and then there came super cars, and now they have like hyper cars or ultra cars. You know, maybe we need that with races.
So the crowdfunder is at nosafespaces.com. That takes you directly to the Indiegogo campaign. It's looking pretty good. You're safe, right?
Yeah, well, I think we're doing good. But if people want to go there and give us a hand, we'd always be appreciated.
And the Adam Carolla Show is weekdays on iTunes, not on Stitcher, the Adam Carolla Show.
I'm not aware of that, but you can go to adamcarolla.com, find out anything.
Adamcarolla.com. Adam, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Take care. No.
You need to get out. You need to get out.
From you.
If you believe that there should not be safe spaces on this campus,
look at me.
If you believe that there is not institutional racism on this campus,
look at me.
That is you not recognizing your white privilege.
Hey,
oh,
these racist
people
have got to go.
Who the fuck hired you? So from now on, your first in a day. So from now on, your first in a day. White privilege, because that is the appropriate thing to do when you are above the age of fucking 12.
I'm not retreating. I'm making myself safe and comfortable.
You are disgusting.
I'm not retreating. I'm making myself safe.
Fuck you and fuck the police.
White privilege.
Your side is fucking offensive.
White privilege. White privilege.
Your side is fucking offensive.
Come here. It's all right. Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
That right,
you know, I know Napier asked you to ask about Drawn Together, but I'll tell you, I loved that show as well. My favorite character was the bulimic Betty Boop character. I really enjoyed that.
My favorite had to be Waldorf Sockbat.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that dude was my favorite.
I think I remember watching that show. I liked it, it was fun. It was a fun
show.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
nice
Xander, I like Xander.
Nice job with the chat there, Mike.
Yeah. Guys, be sure to reach out on the social medias and let Adam Carolla know, at Adam Carolla, all one word. Let him know you heard him here on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
It helps us out immensely. Yeah, it only takes a second to drop by the Twitters or the Facebooks and let him know you heard him on that show.
And check out his crowdfunding, nosafespaces.com. He's doing a thing with Dennis Prager. He's a conservative talk show host. The clips and stuff, it looks like an interesting thing going on over there. You know, something that I talked about with him, I just briefly touched on it, but I wanted to talk to you guys about, was the uproar on social media this week about the Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones interview.
Didn't see it.
Well, Megyn Kelly interviewed Alex Jones and kind of asked him about some of his more... Are you familiar with Alex Jones at all?
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I really know about Alex Jones is like what other people say about him.
Like Alex Jones is like the Mad Money guy, except screaming about like stocks and shit. He screams about how the Boston bombing was a false flag operation.
The Mad Money guy, doesn't he have like a button that plays a bunch of sound effects? Like he hits a big red button and it goes, sell, sell, sell.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't wear question mark shirts, though.
That's that guy that wanted you to find out where all the free government money was.
Yeah, no, but Alex Jones, it's so funny that they're giving Megyn Kelly shit because she's showing you people that have kind of extreme opinions. And I mean, she's not
saying, hey, I also think this guy has, or this guy's opinions are valid. She's saying, look at this guy. He says crazy shit and lots of people listen to him. I mean, that's what she's saying.
We've gotten to the point, though, where you can't talk to those people because you're automatically considered the same. Just like when Bill Maher had Milo Yiannopoulos on there. People shit all over him forever. And Bill Maher couldn't be any more opposite than that dude. But everybody immediately says, nope, that's you must be a sympathizer to the alt-right Nazis.
Guys, we have on our dog cone Bill Maher. We don't want to know this guy is beyond our bubble. We don't want to know what's on the other side of the fence. We just want to live in the city that Judge Dredd lives in. What's that? Was that Capital City?
No, Mega City 1.
You live in the Mega City 1. And the Alex Joneses, they're all out there in the goddamn outer realm, and you can't fuck with them because they're on the other side of the wall. But, I mean, this guy is very popular. And he's saying, hey, I think that the Sandy Hook kids weren't actually killed, and that... All the parents are actors.
Oh, God. You know, I hate when that even comes. Like, the Sandy Hook truthers are the worst people in the world. Go ahead and have your conspiracies about 9/11 or the Boston bombing. I got sucked in when the Boston bombing went down. I got sucked into all of those conspiracy theories about that. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But Sandy Hook, a bunch of children got murdered, and these people are trying to tell their parents that their children never existed.
But I mean, like, even if you thought for a second, hey, maybe it's bullshit. Like, wouldn't you just not say anything anyway, just in case it isn't?
Well, at least not publicly. Maybe you talk to your buddy and say, hey, you know, I was sitting back, I was drinking a Busch Light, watching TV the other night, and I thought, maybe Sandy Hook was just a false flag. Maybe that didn't happen and they were trying to come take our guns. What do you think? Because most likely your friend is going to be like, hey, guy, you're kind of an asshole. Maybe don't put that all over your social media.
Yeah, certainly don't write a blog about that, Jerry.
Don't blog it. Don't blog it. Tell your dog, tell your cat. That's fine. Do not discuss this with other people.
It's one of those things you cannot be wrong about, because if you're wrong about it, you're a complete fucking cock knob.
But the thing is all Megyn Kelly is really doing is making you aware of a person who's out there. I mean, this guy has like White House press credentials. This guy is legitimate to a lot of people. And he has a large following. I mean, like, if you see one of those Alex Jones bumper stickers out in the world, you're like, oh, wow, the person in front of me in that car, they don't think that 9/11 happened. Or no, they think that George Bush did 9/11.
By the way, that is my favorite hashtag that ever existed.
George Bush did 9/11?
Yeah, Bush did 9/11.
It's all part of that whole no platforming thing, because if you give somebody a platform to speak, you're endorsing them, no matter how small, you're endorsing them.
But I mean, and this is what I talked about with Corolla, as I said, you know, I remember when Howard Stern had the Westboro Baptist Church ladies on all the time, and they would sing their God Hates the Fags songs, and they would just be awful, vile assholes. And Howard Stern wouldn't, you know, say, oh, you guys are great. He would say, wow, what you're saying is really awful. And I mean, I think that everyone who listened to that, you know, the majority of them probably said, you know, these people are awful. And now I know that they're out there. And so if I get a pamphlet from the God Hates Fags Church, then I should probably just throw it away.
Well, if you're made aware that evil exists, if you're made aware that truly awful people exist, wouldn't you think that that would just make good people be more good and try to combat that evil and disinformation? I would think that that would be better to know this is out there and certain people have to deal with this. So you should be a better person to offset that shitty person.
I think Jody B in the chat is saying that he might be a Sandy Hook truther.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Is that what he's saying? Do we have a Sandy Hook truther in our live chat room? Found it.
Jody, if you're a Sandy Hook truther, we're gonna need you to go ahead and call in right now.
Yeah. Give us the evidence. Give us the evidence that the Sandy Hook didn't happen. I wanna know.
I don't think that's what he's saying even a little bit.
And Anchor says, if my child was murdered and someone was able to convince me that my child never existed, I would probably feel better. That's true. Maybe Alex Jones is doing like a really good service and convincing these distraught parents that their child wasn't real.
No, he's probably just a shithead.
You think he's just a shithead?
I think he's just a shithead.
But no, I think that, you know, people that are mad at Megyn Kelly don't understand like what journalism is.
No, they want to censor ideals. You can't have these dangerous ideas because if you tell somebody, they might believe you, and then that could hurt somebody.
I want nothing more in the entire world. I'm not going to sit in here and beg someone to call in. But there's nothing in the world I want more than Jody to call us and tell us that Sandy Hook wasn't real.
I don't think he was saying that at all.
I want that more than anything in the world.
I guarantee you that's not what he was saying.
You know, there's a guy at my work that this gal asked me to save some cardboard boxes because she was moving.
Fair, yeah.
And the guy who does my job at work, I told him, hey, man, I saved these boxes because this gal wanted me to save them. And he waited until we left, and then he threw the boxes away. And he had to, like, go out of his way to go find the boxes and, like, throw them away. They weren't around.
So did you call him on it?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
But I just – it's been bothering me all week. I've been thinking about it, like, you know, what would possess him to throw the boxes away anyway?
You walk up to him.
Why would he throw away the boxes?
Yeah, the easiest way to figure that out is to say, hey, guy, do you know where those boxes went that I asked you to keep put to the side so I could give them?
What happened to the boxes?
What happened to those?
Yeah, I just saved more boxes the next day, so it wasn't really that big of a deal. But it is like, you know, he knew we were saving the boxes. And like,
are you throwing the boxes away out of
way
spite?
Out of the way? Like, you had to, like, go get the boxes. Like, it wasn't like you passed the boxes.
Did I accidentally eat your sandwich out of the communal fridge and now you're trying to pay me back by throwing away cardboard boxes?
Well, I mean, I didn't.
Boxes?
The boxes weren't for me, Travis.
Right, I know. But you're the one that wanted them saved, so.
Well, I didn't want them saved. Some other gal, she wanted them. She was moving.
But do you think
he didn't
to punish
like
you?
Her?
I thought you told him about the boxes.
He did. He threw them away. So here's what you do. Before you figure out who did it, you yell out, which one of you fucking idiots threw out all these goddamn boxes?
So they coordinated all of the news channels. They called them all up and they said, hey, man, we
got
to do something about
all these boxes got thrown away.
All these guns, right? And I can think of no better way to convince people to get rid of their guns than if we stage a grade school massacre with like a mentally ill guy who killed his mom.
And then broke into her safe and then got all of her weapons out of it.
And then, but what we're going to need is we're going to need a bunch of child actors and parents to act like their kid died.
But then also for the children to disappear off the face of the earth. So if somebody sees one of them in public, they're not going to be like, hey, weren't you one of the dead Sandy Hook kids?
Well, right. And I mean, like, none of these people who have worked at perfecting their craft, their acting chops, none of them can like work again. It's right, not like you can put this on a resume. I mean, you're done.
Would have had to have been a very, very big payday in order to just throw away your entire acting career.
Right. It would have had to been a huge payday to fake it.
And I don't know if you noticed, but no gun control came out of that.
You know what all that's going to do? And if people in power, if they actually were going to stage something like that, you'd have to know that all that was going to do is make the hardcore Second Amendment people be like, no, you're not taking guns away. What you need to do is put them in the classroom so teachers have them in their desk. And that's exactly what happened. And now there are plenty of campuses and schools that are starting to approve concealed carry on campuses. They're starting to say principals should have a gun locked in their offices. And those things are starting to get passed.
Do you think that was part of the plan?
No. Maybe.
Because I feel like you would have had to have had something already cooked up, like a law or something, or like, you know, SWAT teams to go get all the guns, you know, ready to go to make all this worth it. I mean, nothing happened. Nothing happened. We didn't go get anybody's gun. Nope. And we probably sold a lot more guns.
Yeah.
Every time there's a national tragedy, gun sales skyrocket.
Because they're coming to get them this time, right?
Yep. Right.
We got to go get them while the getting's good.
That's why I still can barely find 22 ammo.
It's been like 5 or 6 years since I've been able to buy 22 ammo in any amount that I give a fuck about.
Right. Like it used to be that was literally the cheapest ammo you could find. You could get like 100 rounds for 52 cents. And in the last like half a decade, it's impossible to find.
Yeah, they're like little fucking gold nuggets every time you find them. And they're the most worthless, underpowered pieces of shit, and you cannot find them.
You know what they're good for? They're good for, like, shooting old coffee cups.
Or squirrels. I mean, you can get squirrels.
But you gotta, like, shoot, like, you gotta put, like, 2 or 3 of those in a squirrel to really do the damage you want to do.
Or a raccoon. Yeah, a raccoon's not going down with
but
one of them.
You know, I kind of like Anchor's idea, just that, you know, if you're a Sandy Hook denier, like, you can just pretend like a bunch of kids didn't get killed and it might make you feel better. Let's just be Sandy Hook deniers.
Well, then you kind of...
Why not?
Because you're shitting all over the
place. I mean, like, we don't have to write blogs about it. Just in our heads, it never happened.
It probably would be better to just deny that this kind of... Just put the blinders on. I think your dog cone. Put the dog cone on, pretend that none of this is happening, and we'll all be happier.
Yeah, like straight in front of us, there's nobody getting murdered.
Yeah, but God,
I hope not.
Can't just put the blinders on. I mean,
unless I'm
people.
Doing the murder.
Just straight. Jody sent me a picture earlier of him wearing a hat and said he was always wanted to be a hat guy. And I looked at the picture and the hat looked pretty good. But do you think that the same man can wear the same hat, Travis, and just by his state of mind, the way that the comfort level he has with the hat, he can alter whether people think the hat looks good on him or not?
Yes, because there have been plenty of hats over the years and that I've wanted to wear that I'm like, I don't know. I probably couldn't pull that off. And I put it on and somebody says, oh, it looks fine. You could do that. And I'm
and
like,
it
now
gave you a boost.
People are going to look at me weird. But when we were in Vegas like 3 years ago, I bought like a Justin Timberlake hat. And I wore that proudly, mostly because I was inebriated the entire time we were in Vegas. But now I wear that fairly regularly, depending on what my outfit is. And I've gotten nothing but compliments because I feel okay about it.
You feel confident in the hat.
Yeah. And I say, yeah, I enjoy the hat. People say, hey, that hat looks good. Yeah, so it works. You do have to be confident.
I used to be a backwards hat guy, but now all the holes that are in the front, because I wear it backwards, the holes, they're showing my bald spot.
You shouldn't buy the hats with the hole. You got to buy, like, the flex fit.
Get those fitted ones, baby. Who buys that shit with the hole anymore?
Oh, Napier it has all the holes, the hats with the holes, Travis. I don't understand what he's doing.
Oh, get rid of that adjustable shit. You spend the extra money, get that flex fit.
I've tried that, and you know what? I don't like them. I mean, you got to get them sized just right. And
you got to break them in, man. It's like a nice pair of shoes. You got to break those fucking hats in. You know,
so your comfort level is low because you feel like people are seeing your extra forehead?
Yeah, look at it. You can see my balding pattern.
So you don't pull off the hat because in your mind you're not pulling off the hat.
No, it's fine. But, I mean, if I wear it front-facing, you know, like an adult, you don't see the bald.
Right.
Now you can ignore
that.
You know,
I have a jacket, and I like the jacket. I think that it's a good-looking jacket, but I feel like it's a little bit too much for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, like it's a little loud for you know, a chubby dude. But I wear it anyway, and you know, some people say, "Hey, that's a good-looking jacket," and some people say that I look like a Michael Jackson in the Thriller video, and I get all kinds of weird comments on it. But you know, I just convinced myself, you know what? I like this jacket. I'm gonna wear it.
So wear it.
And I committed to it. But I don't think I could commit to one of those hats, Travis. I don't think that I would ever have the confidence to be
It took me a lot of years before I could finally put one on. And we went to a hat store in Vegas, and there was like actually this like, you know, like the hat that Slash wears. It had a rattlesnake wrapped around it, and I was like, man, I'm gonna wear the shit out of this.
But
it was
rattlesnake like hat. Wow.
It was like $500 though, so I was like, no, I'll have to pick a different hat.
Yeah.
And I picked a different hat. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm finally comfortable with wearing it. I like cocked it to the side a little bit. I looked at it in the mirror a few times and like, you know, it might have been the beer goggles, but I felt fine with it. And because I wore it for the rest of that trip, I'm super comfortable in it. I enjoy it very much.
Huh. How much you pay for it?
Probably about $45-50.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
Not bad for an everyday hat.
No, I did place some bets on some college basketball games later that day or maybe the next day because I really did want that rattlesnake hat. So I figured if I won a bunch of money, I'd go back and buy that rattlesnake hat.
How'd it go?
I don't own the rattlesnake hat.
Jody is putting a whole bunch of evidence as to why the Sandy Hook kids didn't die. Let me read some of these here. The streets were blocked off because there was murders, right? There was a drill staged nearby. There's drills sometimes, right? We've had unplanned live shooter drills here. Media goes crazy. They find out it's a drill. No bodies, no pictures of anyone. Well, why would you post pictures of dead kids?
Yeah, they're not going to post pictures of dead kids.
The only time they post pictures of dead kids is when they want to justify the wars we're in the Middle East.
Except a group of six kids holding hands, like the grieving kids, right? It's probably a good
the ones that were hiding in the closets because they didn't want to be murdered.
So
our government can't keep anything under wraps.
So
they're not going to keep 9/11. They did 9/11 under wraps.
So you don't think Bush did 9/11?
No, I don't think anybody in the government can ever keep a secret about fucking anything. And if you watch the news, I don't know how you believe the government is behind anything.
Jody doesn't think that the reporter really got shot on camera.
What?
He thinks that was a hoax.
I think he's messing with us.
The one that the ex employee came and blasted.
Yeah, that guy was that fake.
That gal and those other two people at that resort or whatever.
It was a hoax, Travis.
This is the first I'm hearing of anybody not believing that. I'm going to have to dive deep into the interwebs tonight.
There's reporter dying truthers out there. Where's that reporter then?
Probably in a box.
No, on the ground. She didn't really die.
No.
That was just simulated.
No, we saw it.
Where is she? Where's she now? Where'd she go? Where is she?
The graveyard?
No, she's still alive. She didn't really get killed. Where'd she go? Where is she?
Heaven, if you believe that.
Guys.
I have to have an entire truther special. I just feel it in my bones.
Doesn't, like, History or Discovery Channel do that kind of crap?
And now you're going to get the WFOD slant.
Do you guys remember back, like, maybe 10 years ago, everybody was on that whole Nostradamus thing and how, oh, he predicted all of these things that happened?
Are you talking about the Mayan calendar?
No. Holy shit, man. My mom, I wasn't even in high school when that was going down. My mom believed in the Nostradamus predictions like nobody else. She was so keyed in on that Nostradamus shit. I couldn't believe that she was an adult woman who could, like, live a life every day. She was so gaga over the Nostradamus predictions.
So you're saying that people can be easily swayed and that we shouldn't give airtime to people who are confident. People who can convince you of things just because they seem to be so goddamn convinced themselves. Like, how can there not be any truth to what Alex Jones is saying? Because he's just so fucking sure that it's true. Look at him. He's yelling.
Well, what you have is you have people, they want to believe it's something different other than a crazy guy lost his fucking mind and then just started killing people. Nope. That's too easy. That doesn't tickle the fancies. That it's got to be some kind of conspiracy where a bunch of people were involved, because if it isn't, then at any time a crazy person can just lose their mind and just kill a bunch of people.
Well, the Boston bombing is still kind of weird for me.
You think the Boston bombing was faked?
I don't know. I don't think it was fake. I just don't know that the dudes that they've caught and found did it. It doesn't seem right to me.
Who do you
think
did
murder some people, like, afterwards?
They claim to have shot that security guard to get his van or whatever. I don't know. I don't know who did it. It just seems a little too convenient to me.
What, Travis?
Are you talking about Jokhar Dzimaranov? That seems too convenient to me.
That he was a Middle Eastern fella?
I don't think he was.
He was.
I think it's real convenient that Marky Mark was the one that did all the things. Like, Marky Mark solved the whole goddamn case by himself.
Well, he
was
did
just
say
there at all the right times. He did all the things. He found the boat.
He did say if he was on that United flight, 9/11 would have never happened.
Well, 9/11 didn't happen, Travis.
What are you talking about? Bush did 9/11.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I saw every time there's a new building thing, there's a resurgence of the truther memes. And it was the London when that apartment building or whatever was in flames. They had pictures of that, and they said, the London apartment building, 7 hours later, and it showed it still standing. And they showed the Twin Towers. They said, Twin Towers, 30 minutes later, and it was like rubble. So it was search for truth, looking for the truth.
Yeah. Did you see that gal got convicted for convincing her boyfriend to kill himself?
Yeah, she blamed pills. Like she
sent him a bunch of text messages and said that, like, it would be really great if he killed himself.
Yeah, that was the same day that cop who was filmed putting 6 shots into that dude who had nothing in his hands got totally acquitted.
Yeah, like, of all charges. Why is that guy innocent? Like, what did they decide on that one? They were like,
yeah, what
was the reasoning that guy wasn't guilty? They got him on tape.
He put 6 shots into the guy who said, "I'm not reaching for my gun."
Yeah, like his 4-year-old daughter's in the back seat. Like, was he going to have a shootout with the cops with his wife sitting next to him and the 4-year-old daughter in the back seat? Yeah.
I say, I have a gun in the car. It's registered. I'm not reaching for it. And then you put 6 shots into the guy.
Yeah, like, why is that guy? See, now, like, if the people got mad about that one, I wouldn't really blame him. I'd say, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's one you could probably be pretty mad about, I think.
That one makes sense to me. I'm totally on your side. That's
yeah, you want to go do some things? I mean, don't loot.
Yeah, you want to burn down a Quick Trip?
Don't loot. Don't burn down Quick Trips. But, I mean, yeah, certainly be mad. Be mad.
You
know,
you would think, like, the NRA folks would be out there kind of raising hell about this. I mean, the dude had a legally purchased handgun, took all the self-defense shit you have to take to get the the license, they've been pretty fucking quiet.
But I mean, the gal who convinced her boyfriend to kill himself via text message, I think you see what she did and you say, you know, I don't really know what she's guilty of, but God damn it, she's got to be guilty of something, right? I think they just gave her time because they felt like what she did was way too shitty to not give her time. I don't know if she's necessarily guilty of what she was accused of being guilty of, but God damn it, she needs to be guilty of something.
Yeah, she's guilty of being a garbage person.
Yeah, you just say, you know what, you're on the next goddamn space barge out of here, ma'am.
It was involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, you need to go out with the garbage that we're launching into space.
Oh, yeah. Also, telling somebody to kill themselves that you have a reasonable idea that they probably would do it is technically involuntary.
It was like weeks and weeks of convincing. I mean, I tell people they should kill themselves all the time. And sometimes I wish that they would in my mind. But I'm not going to take the time to convince them.
There's this pastor in the area. He's like a county over. But for some reason, he always happens to be places that I'm at trying to preach his weird Old Testament gospel to people. There was just the Cranberry Blossom Parade, I guess is what it's called. We have a city parade every
year. My favorite
year.
Prince song, by the way.
That's a great Prince song title, actually. But for some reason, the last couple of years, he's been admitted entry into this parade, which a lot of churches and religious schools are, which is fine. They usually hand out candy and shit. But all this guy's got is a bunch of busted-ass Ford Windstar vans that he writes this Old Testament shit on the sides of. And this year, the fucking guy, they gave him a microphone and a PA system to read his weird fire and brimstone shit through this parade that was filled with happy people and Zorfunsters and things of that nature. And he's just like inciting biblical nonsense. I wish that guy would kill himself. And I was wondering
if it was going to get to that.
Yeah, I normally don't wish violence on people, but the best thing that could happen to probably hundreds and hundreds of people that are come in contact with him is that he got hit by a fucking bus.
So it's for the greater good that could just go away.
I'm looking out for everybody, but also myself, so I stop running into this weird fucking dude.
Right. I think I should get like a really nice, like fancy brimmed hat. And I just need to stare at myself in the mirror for a good amount of time and say, if Bush can do 9/11, you can wear this hat.
If Bush can do 9/11, Mike Moore can do hat.
Right. That's what you got to do.
What you got to do is what you need to do, though, is you need to find the perfect shirt to go with it. I think that's the key.
You got to coordinate.
You have to coordinate it. And once you coordinate it and you find that perfect shirt that goes with the hat while you're looking in the mirror, you can find tons of other shirts in your closet that will go with that hat.
Just make sure they're men's shirts.
Nah, Adam Levine collection. You could probably find some in there.
Jody, I need like a really good convincing argument about this Sandy Hook thing on my desk by next Monday. That's your homework.
Jesus.
Get it done. I want to know why Sandy Hook didn't happen. And believe me, I want to believe you. I want to believe you that all those goddamn kids are just laughing their asses off in Puerto Rico now on a beach somewhere going, I can't believe we duped all those people. It sounds good. Let's get it done.
You know, the arch keeps the tornadoes away from St. Louis.
That's my dad's theory. Yeah, my dad believes that the St. Louis Arch was built as some kind of weather controlling device.
Mm.
He actually believes this. He talks about it all the time.
See, I thought it was built as like a pagan ritual thing.
Napier said that the St. Louis Arch is a monument built to commemorate people who left here.
It is.
One of my favorite Napier quotes ever.
It is. We have a monument dedicated to all the people who came to the city and said, fuck it, I'm leaving. That's literally what it is. It's a monument dedicated to people who said,
I can do better, and left. Right. That's what it is.
The Seattle Space Needle is in celebration of the Holocaust.
Jesus, really?
Travis.
I believe it.
Travis, do you have anything you want the people to know about? Do you have like a pick, you'd say, like a pick of the week?
I think I brought it up last week with the new season of House of Cards, but talking about all of the topics that we brought up tonight makes me say, if you still haven't watched the new season of House of Cards, you should really watch it.
I haven't seen the new one. I'm trying to catch up.
Great. It's great.
Napier, a pick, you'd say. A pick of the week.
I haven't seen Wonder Woman, but everybody likes Wonder Woman.
I liked it very much as well.
I'm just going to say this now. It doesn't matter how good Wonder Woman is. The all-female Ghostbusters was still shit.
So your pick of the week is to not watch the new Ghostbusters movie?
But to go watch Wonder Woman.
You want to celebrate feminism, watch Wonder Woman. Stay away from Ghostbusters the girls.
Yep. Because shit movies are shit movies. Don't matter if there's pussies or dicks.
You know there's a problem when my young children call it Ghostbuster girls.
I got those Ghostbuster girls. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbuster girls!
I will say this. I don't think, and I might be wrong about this, but I don't think Winston was ever once referred to as the black guy.
Well, racist probably did.
Yeah.
But he is the black Ghostbuster. If I said, hey, you know, I like the black Ghostbuster, you know which one I was talking about.
Yeah, but in the movie they don't say, hey, Winston, you're the black Ghostbuster. Talk to these jive ghosts. That didn't happen. You know why? Because the first one had class.
Guys, thanks for hanging out. Be sure to check out Adam Carolla's Indiegogo campaign. It's at nosafespaces.com. We'll take you directly there.
Hey, and after you donate to his Indiegogo, stop by onto the WFOD Patreon and drop a few shekels.
There you go. Yeah, throw money at everything. Throw money at all kinds of shit this week, guys. Just do it.
Or at least say you did online on the Twitter.
We are going to come with you with confidence and say, this is where your money goes.
Yes.
And we will never bring anyone here who has a different opinion than us. You're gonna get this. This is what you're gonna get.
The best echo chamber ever. Well, that's my mama.
I feel like.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.
Until the late 1960s, dudes wore hats. The hat was an essential piece of every man's wardrobe, so much so that you would rarely see him out of the house without one on. Two great examples of this, the show Boardwalk Empire, as well as Mad Men. Don Draper, oh, always rocking the hat. Everyone from Bogey to Old Blue Eyes was wearing a hat. Hats were as essential as shoes, but for some reason in the late 1960s, guys just sort of got out of the habit of covering their head with a hat when they left the house. So for the next 40 years, with the exception of the baseball cap, hats have slipped into relative obscurity. But classic men's hats are back in a big way. And I think this is largely due to the fact that men are starting to once again dress with purpose. Guys are now paying attention to the entire outfit, not just like the pants or not just the shoes. The devil is in the details, as they say. A cool hat is a great way to add depth and dimension to an outfit. Anybody can put together a pair of matching pants and a cool shirt, but the guy who really wants to up his game and elevate his style, take it to the next level, is coordinating and trying and experimenting with hats. If you're a hat guy, because in my opinion there are two types of people, hat guys and not hat guys. I happen to not be a hat guy. It's not that I don't like hats. It's not that I don't see people wearing amazing hats and I just think that their outfits look spectacular. It's just that I've got these ears to contend with. And when I wear hats, right, just like up here, my ears just don't want to cooperate. I gotta tuck my ears in, at least one of them, for the hat to be comfortable. But guys that can wear hats and that pull them off, it just, they emanate this playful confidence that just can't be denied. Whenever I go into a store and I see they've got hats, I'm like, ooh, maybe this'll be the one that works. And I'll go and I'll put it on and then I will look in the mirror and rip it off my head like my hair is on fire because my ears just don't allow it to work. The only way you're gonna know if you are indeed a hat guy is to try it. But here's the great news. There are so many different cool variations of the male hat that I thought now we should go over them and show you some examples of some kick-ass killer hats. First up, we have the fedora. The fedora comes in a bunch of different fabrics, different materials, everything from straw to felt. It's incredibly versatile. You can dress it up, you can dress it down. It comes in some different styles as well. The brim will be a little bit larger on some, smaller on others. A smaller, more playful hat is the Trilby, which kind of resembles a fedora, but the brim is much smaller. The Homburg, on the other hand, is a little bit dressier of a hat. It's larger, it's more structured, characterized by its single crease down the crown. Next, we've got the Derby or bowler hat. It has no crease down the center, but it's also a dressier option. The pork pie, on the other hand, is totally flat on the top. And the cowboy, well, we all know what a cowboy hat is. The Panama hat is larger than the fedora, derby, or pork pie, but it's great for those summer sunny days at the beach. Now let's go over the two more casual options. The flat cap is characterized generally by having a snap in the front, but the way you wear it really determines how this bad boy looks. And the newsboy is a deconstructed, playful option that you may want to consider. So now the question is, well, how do you wear, pair, and coordinate these hats with different outfits? And really, these days, it's all over the board. You really need to just experiment. Get a hat that you love and try it with different outfits. Some, like the newsboy and the flat cap, are a bit more sort of casual in nature. The fedora, I've seen it work great with guys that are rocking suits. I've also seen it look incredible with guys just in t-shirts and shorts. It's really personal preference in how you choose to rock your great hat. Hats are fun, playful, and they command attention. Not in like a bad way, in a, hey, that dude's wearing a hat. That's kind of cool, because not a lot of guys wear hats or have the confidence to wear a hat. And really, that's what it takes. It takes you being confident in who you are, what you're wearing, and how you're rocking that great cap.